How old were you when you started playing the violin?
I was 5 years old, and my parents took me into Shar Music, and they asked me what I wanted to play, and since my dad also played the violin, I was kind of just drawn to the instrument.
You had all of these other instruments that you could have chosen. Do you think you were predestined to go for the violin, going into the music store at the tender age of 5?
I don't think so. At that time, my parents gave me a choice between violin and piano, and I just randomly picked violin, so it wasn't like I was predestined or anything.
Predestined or not, 16-year-old Annie Lee appears to have made the right decision when she selected the violin as her instrument of choice 11 years ago. I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus, and today we introduce you to another winner from this year's Young Talent Search, Annie Lee, a sophomore from Mason High School. When did you truly embrace the instrument?
I don't think I really started to embrace the violin until a couple of years ago, and I think I was around 12, and that was when I joined the Cincinnati Junior Strings and started playing in an orchestra. And I think at that time I really started to love playing the violin because playing in an orchestra was so much more fun than just playing by myself.
How often do you practice?
Every day.
In order to play at the level at which you play, you have to find that from within. How did you find that?
I really just started enjoying what I played and feeling the music behind the notes and just behind what was written on the paper.
Tell us about your music teacher.
Her name is Chung Hong, and she's a great teacher. I really like her. She's super supportive, and she teaches me so many things. One thing that she's taught me about music is to let myself feel the music and let myself enjoy and not just play the notes, and to really make sure I'm expressing my emotions. And one thing she's taught me about life is to not be so nitpicky about every little detail, although you need to do that for music sometimes, but to let go of your mistakes because not everything can be perfect.
You're a sophomore now. Hopes for the future. How about 5 years from now? Where would you like to see yourself?
I would like to be in college. I would like to be studying, I think, something related to chemistry or biology. And I really love being in the lab. So hopefully I'll be a lab assistant or something.
Is music something that could continue to be a part of your life down the road?
Yeah, I think music will definitely stay with me as I grow older. And I really hope to play in like a college orchestra or at least tutor little kids because I also really like teaching.
In addition to Discover Classical's Young Talent Search, Annie has been the recipient of a number of honors, including scholarships from the Dayton Music Club 2 years running. She was also a semifinalist in the Tri-State's Overture Awards and the coveted first prize at the 41st Grand Prize Virtuoso International Concerto Competition. And musical talent seems to run in the family. Last year, one of Discover Classical's Young Talent Search winners was 12-year-old Andy Lee, who happens to be Annie's younger brother. How did that sit with you?
I felt really happy. I felt like I was a good sister, you know? I haven't always been the nicest to him, but, you know, I'm really proud of him. He's really talented.
What might be something that people might be surprised to know about Annie Lee?
I really like going outside and traveling. I've been to a lot of different places, and my parents have made it a point to let my brother and I explore the world. So we've gone to a lot of different countries and a lot of different places in the U.S., and I really like being out in nature.
Annie Lee is among the 4 winners of this year's Young Talent Search. All 4 will be performing at Discover Classical's Rising Stars Gala on Saturday, May 18th at the University of Dayton's Curran Place, capped off by a signature performance by 2016 Young Talent Search winner, percussionist Jackson Riffle. Your ticket includes everything from the delectable food, drinks, and of course, stellar performances from some of the region's most talented young classical musicians. Tickets are available now at discoverclassical.org or by calling 937-222-9377. We hope to see you at Rising Stars on Saturday, May 18th. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.